Welcome back in the Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie. Producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. Well, it is always a pleasure to talk with Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller. It seems like weeks and weeks and weeks where we talked about when is it going to be a match? When can we talk about a match? We are finally on the doorstep of a match Saturday night, Chattanooga FC versus the Georgia Revolution. Fans are not allowed in Finley Stadium, but it will be televised, the first televised match in CFC's 12-year history. It's 8 o'clock Saturday night on the CW. That's WFLI at 8 o'clock. So we have an actual match to talk about. Coach, how does that sound?
Awesome. You know, guys, it's almost one of those things. I don't know if you've had it happen in your life where you keep wishing and hoping that you're going to have a game, that the day's going to come. And now kind of as the day arrives, you're sitting there and you're like, what could go wrong? I mean, is this really going to happen? Is this all going to really take place? So I'm excited and can hardly wait. But you sort of have sitting there saying, what else could go wrong? You know, so hopefully we can make this happen.
Coach, how long have you guys been holding competitive practices? We've talked about, you know, we talked about the guidelines and everything like that. When were y'all able to start stealing the ball from one another?
Last week. So Monday was when we started back. So we've had today was our eighth session where we weren't socially distanced, and it's been great. You've got guys that have been chomping at the bit, we've had some injuries, nothing super serious. It's just a lot of guys being pent up for X amount of months and now being ready to get back and get going. So I'm anxious. Now we get to play against somebody else. It should be good.
Peter, what changed as far as y'all being able to have a competitive practice? I mean, were y'all going by the governor's orders, or I didn't know if anything changed on that front, or was this a NISA decision that allowed competitive practices again? What enabled y'all to flip that switch?
The combination of the government was offering to us that we knew of, and it was also a club decision as well, trying to make sure that. One thing that we've done, I think, through this whole thing is try and go above and beyond what we're being asked to do. We haven't want people to feel like we're being frivolous with our health or somebody else's, and we try to be really ultra careful. So it's something that's been a stickful since we came back together on June 1st.
Coach, how sharp do you expect to be, and how sharp do you expect the Georgia Revolution to be given this lengthy time off Saturday night?
I think the one thing is, I think Georgia opened up before we did. I think they played one or two competitive matches, albeit they've just been exhibition. I would expect the play to be a bit choppy, especially the attacking side of it. I think that some of the defending will be a bit sloppy. And I think you're going to see some hard fouls. I don't think it's going to be anything malicious. I think it's going to be more clumsy than anything else. If you watch the leagues around the world, MLS obviously opened last night, Miami and Orlando. And my takeaway from it was, you had a lot of guys that looked really, really rusty. The angles defensively weren't right. Distances, they were getting too close at the wrong time or too far away at the wrong time. Just some of the decisions, mainly on the defensive side of the ball, I thought were poor, really for. And I expect that we'll go through the same thing. I do.
You're listening to Peter Fuller, the coach of the Chattanooga FC. Of course, Chattanooga FC hosting the Georgia Revolution 8 o'clock Saturday night in a game that will be televised on the CW. That's WFLI. Right now, you're listening to Coach Fuller here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, because 2020 has sucked so bad, do you expect a herd of locusts, a torrential downpour, or like some random locker room fire sometime between now and Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I alluded to early on in terms of you're just sitting here and wondering what could still possibly go wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy, guys. I mean, it's been a disjointed, and in a lot of ways, I think I know people getting a chance to spend more time at home with family and things. Those are all good things. I understand. But I also think it's been a little bit of a sad time, too. And especially without sports. I mean, you guys know this as well or better than I do. I mean, sports is entertainment. And we work in the entertainment industry. And when there's no entertainment for people that have been cooped up as long as our citizenry has, they need something. And that's one of the things we talked about at the end of training today. It's really important to me when people turn on the TV station to watch us on Saturday that they see passion and they see pride and they see us playing. You know, listen, I expect mistakes and things to go wrong, but the one thing I don't want people to see is a lack of care or concern, because that's not at all what we've been about through this whole thing. So, I want to be able to do what we're supposed to do, which is provide entertainment and a diversion from what's been a hard and a sad time for all of us.
Coach, I know y'all have been regularly testing anybody. Have y'all had anybody within the organization test positive?
No. We had one player when we did it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It was a negative. He went back, had two more tests the next day. He tested positive for it. He went back the next day and had two negative results. So, no, we haven't had any.
Well, that's great. And I know that y'all have been progressing, and I really liked what you had to say about going above and beyond in terms of all requirements. Did y'all have to talk to Hamilton County or Jim Coppinger's office since the mask thing goes into effect tomorrow? And that's kind of a late addition hurdle to what y'all have got going. And how does that necessarily affect y'all, or does it affect y'all?
I don't think it's going to affect us in terms of the game or in terms of our training session tomorrow night. Again, I think that's probably more of a Kim Kelly question or Jeremy question. I'm not real sure what conversations we've had as an organization with the mayor's office or with the governor's office at all. So I'm not sure about that one.
All right. And you kind of referenced this earlier. If I'm at home, I'm watching. How kind of in – it's a – real different set of circumstances that have led you here, but this could be an interesting partnership, right? Getting a TV deal locally and what that could mean for an expanded audience, even especially in a time when we're all looking for something fun to watch.
Totally agree. And again, I just shout out obviously to our partner in this, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Tennessee, have been phenomenal working with us and sponsoring this. We couldn't be more pleased with CWTV hopping in with us. This could end up being something really special down the road. I mean, who knows at this point? But those two have been incredibly helpful and gracious to hop in with us on this. And hopefully it comes off without a hit.
We'll
see.
Coach, you're a friend of the show. You're regular around these parts. I'm not saying that we didn't have our feelings hurt that David and I weren't asked to do the play-by-play on this puppy, but, I mean, come on now.
Guys, that's so far outside of my pay grade. It's not even funny. You guys, I told you guys how much we've appreciated, how much you guys have stuck behind us and given me and others in the organization an opportunity to keep us in the news, keep us relevant, and I can't thank you enough for it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure, Coach. And I will say this. We've had a very good time doing it, especially in these slow times, and you've got a collection of characters on your roster that have been highly entertaining.
Good. I'm glad. And characters is a good way to put it. I sometimes feel like I wonder a little bit if we're not the island of misfit toys sometimes. Everything worked out really well for the Misfit Toys, and I'm hoping that's exactly where we're going to. So,
all right, Peter Fuller, last question for you. You've got this game on TV, yep. No fans. Are you going to have to watch your language if you get real wound up?
We've talked about it. You know, it's funny, guys. It's something we've discussed as a group twice, actually. And obviously, I think you guys know CFC is far bigger than just the soccer team that goes out on Saturday night. You've got, you know, OGA, CSM. It's been an organization that has deep, deep roots in the community. And one of the things we don't want to do is obviously hurt that connection with the community and with anything to do with our organization. But I also, it's sport. I know for myself, I tend to use some industrial language periodically. I'm going to try not to, but I'll apologize up front for myself and staff and the players if there's one or two things that end up not being G-rated. But we'll do our best, I promise.
I love that he's good now. He's apologized ahead of time. He is in the clear with Press Row.
He just unloaded the bless their hearts.
Listen, Peter, thank you so much. Good luck. Hey, get that W. Hey,
thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And thanks again for your support. And thank you enough.
Absolutely. Peter Fuller, the coach of the Chattanooga FC, hosting the Georgia Revolution Saturday night at 8 o'clock on WFLI. That's the CW. Always enjoy talking with Coach Fuller. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.